You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And a very good morning to each and every one of you. How are we this morning? We're making our way through the week, aren't we? Yes, of course we are. We got as far as Thursday. It is Thursday. It is the 5th of January. You are listening to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM. Lovely to be with you this morning, as it is every morning. The sun is shining. Big smiles. There we go. Let's take a look. Just a few things relevant to today's date. The Harbin International Ice and Snow Sculpture Festival is taking place in Harbin in China. Have you ever seen that on the news or anything like that? It's really quite something. A National Bird Day today is being recognised or celebrated in the United States. The 12th day of Christmas. Yes, get those decorations down, please. Don't want any bad luck. To look in the mirror and talk to myself about that one. National Whipped Cream Day, of course, in the United States. Apparently you eat it. Sausage Day, that is being celebrated in a place called Clitheroe over there in the United Kingdom.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Oh,
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
That is what it's called. It is called Somebody's Watching Me. Comes from Rockwell, or otherwise known as Kennedy William Gordy. Little bit of a hint in the name there. Better known by Rockwell. American singer. He is most well known for his 1984 single, the one that we just played. Somebody's Watching Me comes off of his album of the same name. And by the way, it's featuring there Michael Jackson on the chorus vocals. Now, Rockwell is the son, yes, so the hint was in the name, son of Motown founder Berry Gordy. Other relatives include the likes of singers Red Foo, Rhonda Ross, Kendrick, and Sky Blue as well. They are, by the way, his half-siblings and half-nephew. Yeah. Mr. Phil Collins, and don't lose my number. And by the way, don't you lose our number. That's very important. Our number on the Breakfast Show here is 677-18822. Now, that's on WhatsApp. It pops up on the screens in front of us here in the studio, so we can get back to you pretty quickly, as we do. And let's say a very good morning to Paul Dixon over there in South London, in the United Kingdom, to Yvette and to Mary Lou this morning. Lovely to have you with us, of course. Lovely to know we got anybody with us, really. At the time on the Breakfast Show, we're just coming to about 10 seconds away right now from 15 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, so time to get you spruced up and on your way to wherever it is you're going this morning. And hope you're going to have an absolutely wonderful Thursday. And what we've got in the shower this morning, we've got a little bit of respect. There we go, yes, and make sure the water's still running before I get you out of the shower. there we go, in the shower with you this morning, that was Aretha Franklin and Respect. And that's it, off to wherever it is you're going. It's one of those tunes which I say I played it then and now I'm playing it again. 1967 when that was released, April the 29th to be precise. It was 1965, it was released by Otis Redding, and it was written by him as well. And on Otis Redding's third album, which was Otis Blue, Otis Redding Sings Soul, became a crossover hit for Redding as well. Great music here on this morning's Breakfast Show. Oh, I like this one. Keith Urban. You look good in my shirt. Talks Keith Urban, and you look good in my shadow. Which, remember, guys, the movie sometime you saw, didn't you? The lady come wandering out of the bedroom in the morning while the husband was in the kitchen wearing his shirt. Must have been always looked rather sexy. Time on the Breakfast Show, 22 minutes. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock. You're listening to us on 89.3 Cool FM. Of versions of that song, but that's a good one. That comes from Pussycat Dolls, and it's just called Sway, of course. 25 and a half minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock this morning's breakfast show, let's go over to Athens in Greece. Let's say a very good morning to Renee and Rick over there in Athens. Renee says, good morning. Hey, figured out how to get the breakfast show on our smart TV in the kitchen. Now I can have a proper listen, not over my phone, Grada radio app, and I can multitask. Prepping some things for dinner tonight. Tomorrow is a holiday here. It's Epiphany Day. So it's our Friday night. Oh, thank you very much. You must get a prize, I think, for one of our most dedicated listeners for getting all set up on your TVs. And I know you listen to us in the car as well over there in Athens in Greece. Isn't it amazing technology? Anyway, Renee and Rick, thank you so much for that. You asked if we could play Working for the Weekend from Loverboy. That's it, Lover Boy, and Working for the Weekend, going out there to Athens in Greece, to Renee and Rick. Time on The Breakfast Show to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Celebremos juntos los 20 años del Panama Jazz Festival. Clínicas, conciertos, simposio de musicoterapia, la noche de gala en el Teatro Nayansi y el gran cierre con Gilberto Santa Rosa del 16 al 21 de enero. Compra ya tus boletos en panamajazzfestival.com. Produce Panama Jazz Productions. Coproduce Fundación Ciudad del Saber. A beneficio de la Fundación Danilo Pérez. Patrocinan Ministerio de Cultura, Alcaldía de Panamá, Banco Nacional, ATP, Marriott Panamá, Más Móvil, Copa Airlines, Ron Abuelo, Alamo Renta Car, Cerveza Cristal. ¿Te invita?
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Valley Motors in Clayton, Suite Danville, Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Valley Motors, 6431-0419.
Valley Motors.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And it is great to be with you. We're 28 minutes right now before the hour of 8 o'clock here on The Breakfast Show. Don't forget, top of the hour, 8 and 9 o'clock this morning, we'll be taking a look at some of the local news for you. Right now, we're taking a quick look at some of the international news and the business news for this Thursday morning. Republicans in the United States House of Representatives will try now for a third day on Thursday to select the leader after 6 failed votes have highlighted internal divisions and raised questions about their ability to govern. The chamber's top Republican, Kevin McCarthy, has failed to secure the majority needed for the powerful post of House Speaker, as a faction of hardline conservatives has refused to support him, despite pressure from high-profile supporters like former President Donald Trump. China on Thursday defended its handling of its raging COVID-19 outbreak after US President Joe Biden voiced concern, and the World Health Organization, the WHO, said Beijing was underreporting virus deaths. Pope Francis presided at the funeral of former Pope Benedict on Thursday, delivering a homily comparing his predecessor to Jesus before tens of thousands of mourners, including some who shouted that he should be made a saint. Ukrainian and Russian troops battled in eastern regions on Thursday as Kiev tried to push back occupying forces, while President Volodymyr Zelensky urged the West to provide his army with heavy tanks to boost their firepower. The Ukrainian military said that the Russians were focused on an offensive in the Bakhmut sector of the Donetsk region, but their attacks in the Avdiivka and Kupiansk sectors were unsuccessful. The United States President Joe Biden on Wednesday said that sending Bradley fighting vehicles to Ukraine was being considered to help that the country fight the Russian invasion. Yes, Biden said when asked if the option was on the table. The armored vehicle is a powerful has a powerful gun that has been used as a staple by the United States Army to carry troops around battlefields since the mid-1980s. Britain's Prince Harry says in his much-awaited memoir that older brother and heir to the throne, Prince William, knocked him to the floor. This was during a 2019 argument over Harry's American wife, Meghan, the Guardian newspaper reported on Wednesday. The altercation between the brothers, the sons of King Charles, is detailed in Harry's book, which is called Spare, which is due to be published on the 10th of January, said the Guardian newspaper, stating it had obtained a leaked copy despite stringent security. Amazon.com Inc.'s layoffs will now increase to more than 18,000 roles as part of a workforce reduction it previously disclosed. Chief Executive Andy Jassy said in a public staff note on Wednesday. The layoff decisions, which Amazon will communicate starting the 18th of January, will largely impact the company's e-commerce and human resources organizations, he said. FTX's former top lawyer, Daniel Freeberg, has cooperated with United States prosecutors as they investigate the crypto firm's collapse, a source familiar with the matter said, adding pressure on founder Sam Bankman-Fried, who was arrested on criminal fraud charges last month. Also, a United States bankruptcy judge ruled on Wednesday that Celsius Network owns most of the cryptocurrency that customers deposited into its online platform, meaning most of Celsius customers will be last in line for repayment in the crypto lender's bankruptcy. The ruling by U.S. bankruptcy judge Martin Glenn in New York affects approximately 600,000 accounts that held assets valued at $4.2 billion. Glad I didn't invest in crypto in the end. Walgreens Boot Alliance, Inc. and CVS Health Corp. said on Wednesday they plan to offer abortion pills following the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's decision to allow retail pharmacies to offer the drug in the country for the first time. And that's it. There we go. That's it. Some of the things in the international news and the international business news for this morning. And the time, if you're keeping an eye on the time, we're making our way up to 23 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM with me, Jerry D.
Every day you wake up, I hope it's a blue, blue sky.
Tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
She's like the wind through my tree. She rides the night next to me. She leads me through moonlight, only to burn me with the sun. Taking my heart, but she doesn't know what she's done. I feel her breath in my face, her body close to me. Can't look in her eyes, she's out of my league. Just a fool to believe I have anything. She's like the wind. I look in the mirror and all I see is a young old man with only a dream. Am I just fooling myself that she'll stop the pain? Living without her, I'd go insane. I feel the breath in my face, her body close to me. Can't look in her eyes, she's out of my league. Like the wind.
Patrick Swayze, and She's Like the Wind, and that was following on from, let me see, here we are, Cruel, Crazy, Beautiful World, and that was Johnny Clegg and the Sabanka. Right, time on The Breakfast Show. It is 15 before the hour of 8 o'clock. Coming in on this morning's programme, all being well, in the next hour we'll have Dr. Computer with us here on The Breakfast Show. We'll talk a little bit about technology this morning. In the last hour, we've got Patricia Zarate de Perez, Executive Director of the Panama Jazz Festival, coming in to chat with us. She's going to be talking about her band. Yep, a group of players from all over the globe called Global Jazz Womxn, I think, WOMXN. How would you, Hang on, let me go over to my translation department. Yasmin, good morning.
Good morning.
Have you seen that? WOMXN?
Yes.
How do you pronounce it?
I have no idea.
Okay, good. Well, Patricia will be in here to tell us how or what we pronounce that later on this morning. Either that, it might be a typo, you know. But I don't think so. So, anyway, how was your day yesterday, by the way? Just quickly.
Good, at home.
At home?
Working, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Good, all right. Well, yeah. we'll be back with you a bit later on.
Okay.
All being well. Right, so anyway, yes, we got Patricia coming in, and I tell you what, we've got four tickets to give away. Now, this is to one of the Panama Jazz Festival's events. It's going to be the 17th of January, and it's at Via Augustina in Casco Viejo, and it's one of my favourites. Idania Dalman is going to be performing. That's from 9:30 p.m. till 10:30 p.m. And from 11 p.m. until 1 o'clock in the morning, you can have a jam session. So there we are. That's all happening on the 17th. And we've got four tickets to give away during the course of this morning. So keep your ears peeled back for that. All right? We might do... Yeah, we'll come up with a little question, I think, to ask you. See if you were paying attention to yesterday's program. Good morning to Mary Lou. Mary Lou says, I love this. She says, I found a way to listen to the breakfast show in the shower with my headphones covered with a shower cap. Do not feel like to throw more cables in the ceiling to have an extra speaker. I don't blame you either in the bathroom. To do that, I would need to open a hole in the wall to hang the speaker. All quite easy to do, but I'm becoming lazy. Or super lazy, I'd say. Well, I'll tell you what, one of the things I do here in the house, Mary Lou, is if you have... I don't know if you have Amazon Alexa. I've got a speaker in virtually every room in the house, bedrooms, bathrooms, here in the studio. The reason I can talk to you about it like this is because I've turned the microphone off. One of the things we like to do on a Sunday, in fact, I like to listen to BBC Radio 2 over in the United Kingdom. And all I do is I say, Alexa, play BBC Radio 2 everywhere. And she'll play it on every single speaker in the house. All together, so you can wander around the house and you don't lose it. Just an idea, but that's one of the things we do here in the breakfast, well, on the breakfast show at home. So there we go. Anyway, Mary Lou, lovely to know. Good initiative there. As long as your headphones don't plug into the mains, you're all right. Now, let's get back to the music. How about, Soul for Real? Candy Rain. None of that at the moment. Looking out the studio window, it is a beautiful, sunshiny summer's day.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Jerry D.
Tell you what, there's a little trip back in time. That's Marmalade. We always like Marmalade for breakfast. Reflections of My Life. If you think that's an oldie, well, so is this one. Take us up to the top of the hour. This is Glen Campbell. And it's called...
Galveston, oh Galveston. I still hear your sea winds blowing. Still see her dark eyes glowing. She was 21 when I left Galveston. Galveston, oh Galveston. I still hear your sea waves crashing while I the cannons flashing. I clean my gun and dream of Galveston. I still see her standing by the water, standing there looking out to sea. And is she waiting there for me on the beach where we used to run? Galveston, oh Galveston, I am so afraid of dying. Before I dry the tears she's crying, before I watch your seabirds flying in the sun at Galveston.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
El Teatro Nayansi se viste de gala para celebrar los 20 años del Panama Jazz Festival con Danilo Pérez, Brian Blade, John Patitucci, Erika Ender, Chucho Valdés, Global Jazz Womex, Román Díaz y muchos más. Del 16 al 21 de enero. Compra ya tus boletos en panamajazzfestival.com. Produce Panama Jazz Productions. Coproduce Fundación Ciudad del Saber. A beneficio de la Fundación Danilo Pérez. Patrocinan Ministerio de Cultura, Alcaldía de Panamá, Banco Nacional, ATP, Marriott Panamá, Más Móvil, Copa Airlines, Ron Abuelo, Alamo Renta Car, Cerveza Cristal. ¿Te invita?
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Ciudad del Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
Vale Motors.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
Thank you.
Well, we started off with the Supremes, apparently without Diana Ross on that one, and Stoned Love. This, the Guillemots, and Trains to Brazil. You are listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3 Cool FM.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Oh, I've had a sleepy day. The construction workers got here before I had gotten up to make my coffee, and I had to get up and move the cars because they got to dump a bunch of rocks in the driveway. I'm not awake yet. Oh, the last night was so good because it was nice and cool and crisp, and had to put a blankie on the bed, and I woke up groggy like I'd taken a groggy sleeping pill, and I didn't. I just slept in a good temperature weather. Oh, boy. Well, I got to wake up, get me some coffee, get ready to get on the road. I got to drive into the city. I got a ton of things to do. But oh, what a way to start the day. Running, moving cars, making sure the truck could enter, dumping stones. Oh, yeah, the life of a construction person is not for me. Not indeed. Well, let's see what's happening outside. Well, looks like we have neighbors. Yeah, the hostel, whatever you want to call it, the cabanas behind us have a lot of people. I can hear them. Yeah, they're kind of noisy. And out front, it's beautiful. Lots of leaves on the ground. Definitely another beautiful summer day, starting off really well. They're going to get the roof on today at the construction site. So I don't know what I'm going to see when I get back. Probably a lot of things will have changed dramatically. But man, the leaves are blowing. You know, this is our fall, for lack of another term. All the leaves are falling down, you see. And the sky is not gray. Gotcha. Anyways. All right, so there's the sand, and the kitty cats seem to love that big pile of sand. You could see putty pat prints everywhere. I imagine who gets to be the lucky one to sift through that and remove the gold. The kitty cat says, I'm depositing gold. I don't think that's what the workers say. All right, I got to get myself moving, brush my teeth, comb my hair, drink some coffee, and hit the road. Okay, until then, tomorrow is Freaky Friday Fun Facts. Woohoo! I gotta plan something good for y'all. It's a beautiful day. You be safe, and back to you in the studio!
we go, Men at Work over there in El Valle. And that was Who Can It Be Now? Breakfast show time. We're 24 and a half minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. Just want to remind you, I mentioned earlier on that we've got 4 tickets to give away for the Jazz Festival on the 17th of January. Now, this is at Via Augustina in Casco Viejo. We've got 4 tickets to give away, so we're going to do them in lots of 2, so you can go with a friend. Idania Dauman is going to be performing from 9:30 p.m. till 10:30, one of my favourites. Then if you want to hang around from 11 p.m. going on to 1 p.m, they're going to be having a jam session there. As well, so you never know, take along your instrument, you might be able to join in. Now, in order to get, so we've got 2 lots of 2 tickets to give away. The question is this, if you want them, you can WhatsApp us. Please WhatsApp us, the number is 677-188-22. 677-188-22. You can WhatsApp us. And I'm going to get, the question is this. Yesterday, if you were listening to yesterday's program, in the last hour of yesterday's program, we interviewed an amazing jazz artist, and she's going to be the sort of opening act as well for the Jazz Festival. All you've got to do is drop me a WhatsApp. It'll be the first 2 people to give me the name of the lady. Oh, there's a clue. That I interviewed on yesterday's program. In the last hour, she's going to be performing at the Jazz Festival. In fact, she's going to be performing on the 16th, opening the concert. So there, call us 677-188-22, and we'll see if we get any winners. And we've also got Patricia Zartari. You say it like karate. I'm good. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Jerry.
I'm practicing my Spanish here. So, Zarate, there we go. She's going to be with us in the last hour talking about the music that she's going to be playing with her group and, of course, the Jazz Festival, seeing she's the director of it. How was your Christmas, Alex?
It was pretty good. I had a lot of time to rest and recover and meditate on what the new year will bring.
And talking meditation on the new year, any New Year's resolutions?
1024 by 768. No.
Is that your waist?
The resolution of the monitor. No, just kidding. 4K is the way to go. No, I'm really just trying to take better care of myself and try to fight executive dysfunction, I think it's called. It's when you know what you have to do, but you don't want to get up and do it.
You don't want to do it, yes. I call it depression.
Well, I call it the opposite of discipline. Discipline is doing what you have to do, even if you don't, you know, have the...
And the other one is doing what you want to do.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, I know the feeling. I know the feeling. Anything happening in the world? I know CES is coming up, or has it started already?
It started already. I mean,
why are you here?
Because of the visa process getting delayed. I'm getting mine on the 12th. Maybe.
Okay.
So I'm not even going to be able to make it to the AVN Awards. So,
this is for your U.S. visa?
Yes.
Is it a renewal?
Yes.
And you're having this kind of delay? Because
it's a lot better than it was.
Oh, no. But, I mean, I wouldn't, because last year, you know, we were going on holiday and I had to go through the States. And I don't have a visa, but I can use the, on my UK passport, I can use the ESTA thing.
Yeah. Because of the special relationship.
That's right, yes.
Very special.
Better to get in there quick. I thought, I know what I'll do. I'm going to put a visa in my Panamanian passport. And so jumped through all the hoops and paid and everything. And, you know, it's not easy.
No.
Especially for the first time. And then I got my appointment for the 3rd of August this year.
Yeah, I think you should go on the website again.
No, I do. I've checked because they are. Oh. But I think what they're doing is they're bringing people right from the back forward. So I should be all right by then. I am traveling again in May, but I'm probably not going to have to go through the States. So
okay.
But there we go.
Speaking of CES, I mean, it's like Disney World for tech lovers.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Definitely. It's the biggest, if not the biggest, one of the biggest trade shows organized by the Consumer Technology Association. It's held in January, usually the first week after the weekend of January 1st or whatever. And it attracts, except for, you know, the past couple of years because of the stuff going on, Over 170,000 attendees. These mm-hmm. are people who are related to the tech industry. This is not open to the public, although the public can look at some of the events and conferences mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. things like that over the internet.
So it is purely a trade fair, then?
It is. Mm-hmm. It is. But it gathers people from all over the world. We have a lot of people from the journalism side and the consulting side and mm-hmm. things like that. Mm-hmm. We also have buyers, a lot of people from here in Panama, from the major electronic stores and whatever, attend pretty much every mm-hmm. year. Mm-hmm. So shout out to all of them who got to be there this year. I'm going to miss saying hi to all of them, but hopefully next year I'll be able to be in there in person and whatever. Our friend Tony Sano from Tony's Journal, a great travel blog that everybody should check out. He does a lot of videos on Panama and places to live and places to visit and mm-hmm, things like that. Mm-hmm. He's over there and he's kindly interviewing a lot of these executives and things like that on behalf of Vida Digital, which is what I do. Mm-hmm. So look forward to a lot of material coming up from there. The first CES was held in 1967 in New York City.
Did they have technology then?
Oh, yes, they did. Even radio was big back then.
We used to have a Tomorrow's World. There used to be a program on BBC back in those days called Tomorrow World. Mm-hmm. And I always remember watching that. I mean, new technology coming out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've seen, especially on the BBC channel, on TikTok and Instagram and whatever, they occasionally will put out the home of the future and you know, have all mm-hmm. of these things mm-hmm. that you can command your computer to tell you the time and the weather and do your stocks trading and things like that. And in a way, they did hit the mark, although it took a little longer than they thought that it would happen. I mean, I remember that they would come out with things like computers in the 80s and the 90s will have like voice commands and things like that. Mm-hmm. It took a little longer, mm-hmm. but it's getting there. And it's a big part of what makes CES now very interesting. It serves as a platform for companies to showcase their latest and greatest products. And a lot of the technologies that you see there are going to be what shape the tech industry for years to come. Mm-hmm. Some are duds, mm-hmm. like, 3D TVs, which are kind of making comeback now. So let's see how that hands out.
Must be due to Avatar, I think.
Probably.
Have you seen Avatar, by the way?
Yes, I think it was good. A little bit long on the tooth in the sense that, you know, for about 20 or 30 minutes or so, it just looks like a very well-done documentary on nature.
I'm inclined to agree, because I know Yasmin warned me beforehand, hey, you know, this is 3 hours, because she knows I like a nap. And there was this section in there where mm-hmm. I thought, well, you know, there was nothing happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't nod off, but mm-hmm. because, I mean, it's just stunning. I mean, it's all CGI, isn't it?
It is completely CGI.
Posture. It's incredible. Yep. Absolutely incredible. Mm-hmm. I mean, can you imagine somebody in the 90s looking at that? Or the 80s?
Yeah.
I mean, you would have thought it was real, because you wouldn't have thought it possible that mm-hmm. somebody could actually bring out that detail.
In a lot of ways, Avatar 2, and I'm sorry to barge into Andres' territory, but I'm going to look at it from the tech point of view. It had to wait for 13 years for the technology to mm-hmm. catch up mm-hmm. to the vision that Avatar is.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully if it does well this time around, and I think it is doing well, it just surpassed...
Oh, a billion. It's made over $1 billion.
It just surpassed Top Gun Maverick mm-hmm. For the top mm-hmm. spot. If it does go well and it makes some of its money back, because it also cost a ton to mm-hmm. make, they will also come out with Avatar 3. And depending on that one, then we get 4 and 5.
Mm-hmm.
So they've
mm-hmm.
already got this whole story laid out. So speaking of, there's a lot of stuff that comes out on CES, like for the first mobile phone with a touchscreen display in 2007, the first smartwatch in 2012, the first 8K TVs, which I remember looking at behind the velvet rope that you couldn't get like from within 10 meters of, because they were so prototypical at the time, back in 2015. They've also introduced things like artificial intelligence, smart home technology, which is big this year. Have you heard of a standard called Matter?
No.
Well, you know how...
Meta.
Matter.
Oh, Matter. No, yeah. Only in this program.
Yeah. Well, Matter is a standard that came out some time ago that attempts to unify all the different ecosystems from Siri The one from Amazon.
It's red. It's switched off.
Okay. So I don't want to trigger our audience's smart assistant.
No, let's order something for them.
Alexa, order a dozen toilets. So there's also the Google Assistant, and there's Bixby from Samsung and ThinQ from LG and so on. A lot of the major players in the smart assistant space are going to be joining this Matter consortium so that everything can talk to each other. Philips Hue came out with an alliance with LG and so on to make things smarter, and Samsung also came out with alliances and things like that. So they're coming out with a lot of alliances to make all of this stuff talk to each other.
You remember when we went to Hisense?
Yeah.
With the sort of special TVs and the refrigerators. They made a point of mentioning that their fridges and that talk to Alexa.
Yeah. And
yeah, but Alex, you know, I asked her a question. She says, I'm sorry, I'm talking to the fridge. Can you call me back?
Well, I'm more concerned, and this is something that I shared back with my friend Alex Medela in, I think it was 2015 or 2016, when they started to come out with these connected devices like this. I'm afraid that I'm going to ask my fridge to give me something that I can cook Mexican style with, you know, like a recipe with the stuff I have on the fridge. And then it's going to tell me, well, I could give you that, or I could recommend the salad, because I've been talking to the washing machine and it,
and your scales in the bedroom.
I wouldn't want to impose, but I mean, a lot of technology has been introduced there. For example, DVD players, 3D TVs, the Oculus.
DVD players? Do people still have DVD players?
They do, but usually for retro purposes or nostalgia or whatever. I mean, people like the concept of having something like Netflix where you can pick and choose whatever you want to watch at any time. But they also like the DVDs that have things like director's comments. They have additional scenes, blooper reels, deleted scenes, making of documentaries and things like that that are not always available on streaming services. And the fact that you can watch them anytime on your device without worrying about an internet connection is also something that a lot of people, that especially that they live out there in the boondocks or whatever, when they don't have a good internet connection.
So the thing I found a way around that, and I think you can do it on Prime and on Netflix now, is that before going on vacation last year, I downloaded a load of stuff from Netflix and put it on my tablet. So I watched what I wanted to watch on the airplane.
I do that as well, and I also I did it because I'm sick of the ads, but I also got YouTube Premium, and it allows you to download stuff to your phone.
Yeah, I have
and
Premium
tablet
as well,
so,
yeah.
So there's that. What I do is I usually want to catch up on things like tech news and whatever, or even courses. There's a great channel called Simply Learn, that's simply with an I at the end instead of a Y, Simply Learn, one word, that has tutorials on pretty much anything technology related, from programming to artificial intelligence to data mining. There's a whole lot of stuff. You can download it and watch two or three of those on a four-hour flight. Pretty easy. And one of the things that I like about YouTube as well, and a lot of the streaming services, and even LinkedIn Learning has this capability, is that after you download it, when you watch it, you can watch it at 1.25x or 1.5x, and depending on the clarity of whoever's doing the talking, you can get, you know, an hour's worth of training in 45 minutes or less. So it's also pretty advantageous in that regard.
I must have a look, see if they've got any advice on making a radio program. We're going to have a quick piece of music. We'll be back with Dr. Computer in a few minutes. And there we go. Thomas Dolby and She Blinded Me with Science, which is recognized as being a one-hit wonder. But what's interesting on there, the little gentleman who says, Blinding Me with Science, that was scientist and TV presenter. His name was Magnus Pike. And he sort of interjects on that. He was a bit of an eccentric. And
as all geniuses are.
Yes, you wouldn't really notice it with me, though, would you?
No, not at all. Completely unnoticed.
Absolutely, completely unnoticed. Tell me, I mean, with CES, mm-hmm. I mean, I guess one of the things about CES was always the latest thing in mm-hmm. phones. That mm-hmm. was always the... There's no such thing as the latest thing in phones anymore, is there? Because we've stagnated in a way. In actual fact, here's an interesting little point, because I used to love using my Amazon Alexa, well, Echo, Echo Auto mm-hmm. in my car. And I also had the, exactly, it's there because right now it is redundant. As is my, Spotify thingy. So as soon as Xiaomi mm-hmm. updated to Android 12, and their, operating system, it can't connect to either of them. I think I mentioned it to you, refuses to connect. And I went on to Amazon and said, phones that are not compatible. Mm-hmm. With Amazon Auto, and it lists Xiaomi Android 12 phones are no longer compatible.
Yeah, my Honor phone also updated to Android 12 and has issues connecting. So what I did was I got rid of the Amazon Alexa app, and I just connected as a regular Bluetooth speakerphone.
Well, I've done exactly the same thing. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, it was frustrating because mm-hmm. the beauty of it was everything connected through Alexa mm-hmm. and the sound and mm-hmm. everything else. But I did this. I bought a new strong Bluetooth, which mm-hmm. I put in the car. Mm-hmm. I bought myself a, because these take a lot of power mm-hmm. if you want to charge them. Mm-hmm. I bought a 75-watt mm-hmm. car charger, one mm-hmm. you just plug in, just mm-hmm. like and also what I like, but it has a lead mm-hmm. with three other charging points, mm-hmm. which you can stick at the back of the car.
Oh, interesting.
Is
it from Anker?
No, I'll tell you the make in a minute, but, I just put it in briefly yesterday to see how it was working. It works really, really well. And, of course, all you do is you just ask, instead of talking to Alexa, I talk to...
Google.
Yeah,
same here. I was going to tell you, I did also get, like, a more powerful adapter myself, but I did make sure that it supports USB PD, or power delivery.
Mm-hmm.
USB PD is part of a USB standard for USB-C, and what it does is it allows you to power your laptop or tablet, or anything that draws a lot more power from that port. And it's rated for 100 watts, but I've seen it provide up to about 85.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And 85 is great because it charges my MacBook, mm-hmm. and it powers my Intel-based Dell laptop, even though it doesn't charge it while I'm using it. It at least powers it, so it allows me to not drain the battery. This Dell laptop is a little bit more power hungry, so it requires about 120 watts or something if you want to charge the battery at the same time that you're using it. But still, it's a great, you know, lifesaver, because it used to be that if I wanted to power my laptop, I'd have to have an AC converter to mm-hmm. plug in the AC connector, and that would be, you know, it would get hot, it would get loud because of the fan having to cool for, you know, all the power that it was putting out or whatever. This is a lot simpler, and it works really good.
Okay, just it says here the front row, which I guess is the one that mm-hmm. plugs in, you've got QC3D, is it one output, then you've got PD
yeah.
output, mm-hmm. that's, and then you've also got a QC3D 1 plus PD output. So that's, I guess that's the front one. The back row is QC3D2 output, QC3O whatever it is output, PDI2 mm-hmm. output. That's on the back row. It's a nice piece of kit, and I like the idea you can run that for the back of the car as well.
And it's interesting that it's also got a voltmeter, so you can watch that's that right. you're you not draining your battery mm-hmm. too well.
Yeah.
Now that being said, now that you speak of QC, that's Quick Charge, another standard okay. from Qualcomm, And there's also another charger standard for wireless called Qi. You may have heard of it. I did see the first versions of Qi charging, I think it was back in 2015 or 2016 at CES. This time at CES, they came out with a next generation Qi charge that's going to be even more powerful, and it will bring the Apple MagSafe type connection to other phones, including Android. So you're going to have some form of compatibility going forward, so that chargers that are compatible with iPhones will also be able to charge Android phones as well, which is really convenient. I have one phone right now from Samsung, the S20 FE, I believe, that does wireless charging, and the USB port has a short. If I try to connect anything on it right now, it overheats and then starts smoking. So
Samsung, that's normal, right?
No.
Oh.
It's probably something got into the port, like lint or something, and it was conductive and it damaged the port. But I can still charge it wirelessly. So that's what I'm doing right now.
Is it new?
No, it's like 2 or 3 years old. So.
Oh, okay. Well, it's past its life.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I use it as my backup phone. In fact, I'm thinking of bringing it next time. Nah, just kidding. No, what I mean is I'm thinking of bringing a couple of phones next time so I can record our interaction using Zoom, which I've been doing in my radio show myself. I use the phones as cameras. I just tell one phone not to do any audio and just use the audio from one phone, so there's no crosstalk or echo or anything. And it works out pretty well. Allows me to record interviews and things like that.
Well, I did obviously test my Xiaomi, because my Xiaomi will charge, I think it's about 68 watts or something. And that's what they call turbocharger, and it is quick. It's incredibly quick. But I connected it to this charger I put in the phone, and it's not turbo charging, but it is fast charging, which is enough, because I like to have the screen on in the car. It's enough to balance out any drain from the screen. In fact, it was still charging. I got it says here, a techie story. This is from our friend Renee, who's now in Athens in Greece. And it says, techie story, I got a new iPad and the Magic Keyboard for Christmas. Sorry for mentioning Apple. Finally had a chance the other day to take it out of the packaging. I opened the Magic Keyboard, and to my surprise, it's a dual keyboard, English and Greek alphabet. At first I was horrified, but then realized this will be very good for me, because I'm trying to learn Greek. And my biggest struggle is the Greek alphabet, so I'm hoping this dual-language keyboard will be a plus in my Greek language studies. There you go.
Tis all but Greek to me.
Yes, yes, and beware of Greek sparing gifts. I hope it wasn't a present. But, yeah, that's a good way. It is a good way, isn't it, I guess, learning?
It is, it is. And it's not that different if you, you know... You probably remember back in the 70s, there was this, like, font revolution in album covers, in signage, and things like that. Very exotic fonts were starting to be used. I just think of things like the alphabet for Cyrillic or Greek to just be a different font. You just have to, for example, in the case of Russian, you have to, you know, think the P is an R, the C is an S, and things like that. But after a while, it just grows on you, and you start being able to make it out without, you know, much trouble. So I think your friends is going to be okay.
Be helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And, well, I have my Spanish keyboards here, which is handy.
Yeah, it is.
Because you switch across when you're doing Spanish. And
though, let me tell you, I use English keyboards on all my computers and devices, and it's not because of, you know, anything against Spanish. But I learned to type on an Olympia typewriter, the one that you had to do, like, the swimming stroke to type on. And if you know, people who've used these typewriters to write in Spanish or French or any other Latin-based language, remember, the accents are done by typing the apostrophe, and then the carriage wouldn't move, and then the letter. And if you wanted an apostrophe, you would hit the apostrophe and then a space bar. And that's exactly how the U.S. International keyboard works in Windows computers, in other computers as well. So for me, it's like what I'm used to write Spanish on is an English-based keyboard, but with the special Spanish handling.
But I'm the opposite. I find that really annoying. you know, when I'm doing it, it's especially not so much with this one, but with the other one,
mm-hmm.
You know, I do an apostrophe and it doesn't come out.
You just type it twice and it comes out.
Why should I do that? Why won't it come out when I just type it once?
Because that's how Spanish handling machines would work in the 60s.
They stutter?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Anything else you're expecting to see at CSS coming out this year?
At CES, I'm just looking forward to the weird stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And by that, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't usually have a lot of time when I'm covering CES in person. So it usually happens, I'll run into something weird or out there or whatever very occasionally. But fortunately, there are a lot of venues, news journalists and whatever, that specialize in the weird and wacky stuff that comes out at CES. I remember, for one, there was this curtain of water display. You would see, like, this water curtain, mm-hmm. and stuff was projected on it, and you could touch the water or steam or vapor or whatever, and it would respond to your touch. It was horrible to use. It was wonky. But it was, you know, innovative.
You know, I remember it was the old Multimax. Mm-hmm. Is Multimax store open again now on the corner of Via Brasil?
I haven't looked.
No, because I had a feeling I'd read something was. But I remember they had this projector. Mm-hmm. Well, I suppose so, because you didn't get a shadow.
Mm-hmm.
And you walked across water. And when you stepped on it, it did all the sort of rings as if you're actually walking.
And the
walking.
Fish would avoid you and
uh-huh,
things
exactly.
like that.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of that at CES, and I'm looking forward to next week, you know, looking at some of the weird stuff that's come out that's been reported in the news and things like that. There's a lot of it out there, and hopefully we'll see some of it turn into usable technology in one way or another. That's mm-hmm. one thing that I've learned about CES. The first time that you see a technology might not be the final form of that technology down the road. I mean, remember, microwave ovens came to be because somebody's chocolate bar melted.
Oh, yeah.
When looking
that's
at
right.
radar.
That's right.
Yeah.
And, but then again, you know, you go to the car shows. Mm-hmm. They've got the concept cars there, which is what they're looking at. And I mean, I always say, why don't you produce them?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's getting more to the point now that we are. I mean, one of the things, I think, one of the big innovations in car design has been LEDs.
Yeah.
How it's changed the face of cars. And some of the car designs that are coming out now are really... really quite something.
Not only that, OLED screens. You've seen, for example, the mm-hmm. foldable OLED screens.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, I think, was the rollable LG OLED display mm-hmm. that would just roll into the furniture. Now, a lot of that seems very innovative and whatever, but the final form is usually things like cars that have OLED panels across the entire panel, and the screen just follows the shape of the natural shape of the car or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be a completely flat screen and so on. So a lot of the technology that you see at CES is just the first form of something that's going to be probably very common 2, 3, 5 years from now, mm-hmm. but in a different way.
Interesting. Interesting. Perhaps they'll replace me one day.
I don't think so.
No.
You might, with luck, have some sort of a successor, but never a replacement.
Thank you, Alex.
You're welcome.
You can come back again.
Thank you.
It's
an honor and a privilege.
Anyway, look, it's always great talking to you. I'm sorry you didn't make it to CES this year. Cause you,
or the AVN.
Yeah.
That's like the adult Oscars. They do them like a week after.
Oh, really? Yeah. Adult Oscars?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Are you in them or?
No.
And you're not down for an award then?
I did run into Ron Jeremy once.
And who's Ron Jeremy?
Oh, he's been on The Simpsons. He's that famous. But he's also in the adult industry.
Oh, really?
Unfortunately, mm-hmm. I think he's being charged with some very, very nasty charges right now. It's sad, but yeah.
Well, we know what you do in your spare time.
Yeah.
Dr. Computer, with us as always here on The Breakfast Show. Alex, again, always very, very grateful for your time. We're making our way to the top of the hour to take us there.
Mrs. Brown, you got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare. But it's sad, she doesn't love me now. clear enough it ain't no good to pass. Walking about, even in a crowd, well, you'll pick her out. Makes a bloke feel so proud if she finds that I've been round to see you.
To see you.
Tell her that I'm well and feeling fine.
FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Celebremos juntos los 20 años del Panama Jazz Festival. Clínicas, conciertos, simposio de musicoterapia, la noche de gala en el Teatro Nayansi y el gran cierre con Gilberto Santa Rosa del 16 al 21 de enero. Compra ya tus boletos en panamajazzfestival.com. Produce Panama Jazz Productions. Coproduce Fundación Ciudad del Saber. A beneficio de la Fundación Danilo Pérez. Patrocinan Ministerio de Cultura, Alcaldía de Panamá, Banco Nacional, ATP, Marriott Panamá, MassMobile, Copa Airlines, Ron Abuelo, Alamo Renta Car, Cerveza Cristal. ¿Te invita?
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Folks with me.
Thank you.
No mistaking the music of Malcolm McLaren there and the Bootzilla Orchestra. Breakfast show time is 14 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. Still to come, we're going to be talking with Patricia Zarate. She's going to be in chatting with us about her band that she's going to be playing with, Jazz Festival. And also we're talking about the Jazz Festival itself. Don't forget, we've got two sets of two tickets to give away for the Panama Jazz Festival's evening, the 17th of January. So that's next Tuesday. It's going to take place at Villa Augustina in Casco Viejo. And it's going to be Idania Dauman. She's going to be performing from 9:30 to 10:30. And from 11 o'clock onwards until 1, they've got a jam session. You never know. Take your musical instrument and be able to join in. So there we are. We've got two tickets. All you've got to do is, who was it that we interviewed yesterday that is partaking in the Jazz Festival? She is opening the Jazz Festival on the 16th. All right? We interviewed her yesterday. Just tell her name. And contact us on our WhatsApp on 677-18822. All right, 677-18822. Who was it I interviewed yesterday from the Jazz Festival? She's going to be opening the event on the 16th. Yeah, that's what you've got to do. Also, let's say a very good morning to Andre. Good morning to you, Andre. He drops a line this morning. He says, Happy New Year for 2023, Jerry. And if you want to, play the best song in French for the new year, here it is. Well, why not?
C'est une bonne année, remplie d'amour, remplie de rêves, et surtout de la santé, de la tendresse sans trêve. Je te souhaite d'être heureux, et si tu l'es, de le rester. Je te souhaite tout le mieux que ton cœur puisse imaginer. Je te souhaite de réussir à réaliser l'impossible. Oui, tu peux y parvenir, car rien n'est inaccessible. Je te souhaite de te rendre compte de la chance qu'on a d'être là, de te dire qu'au bout du compte, on se plaint un peu trop parfois. Je te souhaite une bonne année, remplie d'amour, remplie de rêves, et surtout de la santé, de la tendresse sans trêve. Je te souhaite de l'amitié, de l'affection, de la douceur. Oui, je te souhaite de partager, car à plusieurs tout est meilleur. Je te souhaite de l'indulgence pour ceux qui voient à moitié vide, pour ceux qui n'ont pas cette chance d'avoir l'espoir au creux du vide. Je te souhaite un hiver doux, un printemps gonflé de promesses, un été où on se coûte tout, un automne teinté d'allégresse. Je te souhaite une bonne année, remplie d'amour, remplie de rêves, et surtout de la santé, de la tendresse sans trêve. Je te souhaite la compassion pour tous ceux qui te font du mal, car un jour ils comprendront que c'est à eux qu'ils font du mal. Je te souhaite de pardonner et d'éviter toute la colère de ceux qui ne savent que rejeter leur malheur sur la terre entière. Je te souhaite la légèreté de te dire que la vie est belle, de ne plus t'accrocher au passé, à sa plainte sans éternelle. Je te souhaite une bonne année, remplie d'amour, remplie de rêves, et surtout de la santé, de la tendresse sans trêve. Je te souhaite de la magie dans le moindre de tes projets, d'apercevoir qu'au-dessus des pluies, le soleil continue de briller. Je te souhaite de savoir qu'à force d'être négatif, on n'arrive plus jamais à voir le bon côté, le positif. Je te souhaite de ne jamais remettre à demain, à plus tard, pour ne jamais réaliser que ça y est maintenant, c'est trop tard. Je te souhaite une bonne année, remplie d'amour, remplie de rêves, et surtout de la santé, de la tendresse sans trêve. Je te souhaite une bonne année, de la santé et de la tendresse sans trêve.
There we go, and a bon année to you as well, Andre. Right. Time on the Breakfast Show, if you are keeping on the time, exactly 19 minutes, that's after the hour of 9 o'clock.
To follow where you are, walking on a dream, to follow where
First of these two, it was the Cover Girls and Wishing on a Star. Unmistakable sound of the Lighthouse Family there, and it's called Waterloo Street. Coming down 28 and a half minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. Congratulations. One of those sets of two tickets have been won. Congratulations to our winner. And also, there's one more to give away. One more set of two tickets, and that is for Tuesday night at the Via Augustina in Casco Vieja. Dania Dalman's going to be performing 9:30 to 10:30 p.m. And a jam session from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. That'll be fun. So all you got to do is WhatsApp us on 677-18822. All right, and give us the name of the lady that I interviewed yesterday here on the breakfast show, who's going to be performing the opening concert of the Jazz Festival on the 16th. So that's who I interviewed yesterday. All you got to do is tell me what her name was. All right. So the number 677-18822. Just give me the name of the lady I interviewed on the program yesterday.
Have yourself a party. Ooh.
Bit of funk for you from the Groove Association. Do you remember the Lovers Rock Dub Mix? Doesn't get much better than that, or does it? This one's great.
After long enough of being alone, everyone must face their share.
best is about to be. And so much is left for us to see. And when I hold you, baby, baby, it feels like, baby, things will be alright. Baby, baby, your love's baby, spring is a song, singing forever. Only yesterday when I was sad and I was lonely, you showed me the
listening to the Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. We're on 89.3, of course. We're 21 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock. We've not got too long to go, so we're going to get stuck straight in with my special guest in this segment of today's program, Patricia Zarate de Perez, the Executive Director of the Panama Jazz Festival. It's lovely to see you again.
It's wonderful to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Isn't it nice when we're all face-to-face again?
Yes, I love it, especially now.
So, can reach out and touch somebody.
Yes.
Tell me, this year's Jazz Festival, 20th, right?
Yes, it's a miracle. It's a miracle. We have been here for 20 years.
Incredible, isn't it? I mean, I remember when you first started and were coming in and chatting with us about this exciting project.
Yes.
And, well, congratulations. Now, we're going to talk, initially, we'll get to this, but we're going to talk about your band.
Yay!
Yeah. So tell us about it. How's it all sort of come together?
Well, this is a band called Global Jazz Wemix. And we were talking about that misspelling. It's not a misspelling, no. Actually. It's a spelling made on purpose to include all women and also kind of in between women and whatever else you decide you want to be at the moment. But this is a wonderful project that I have for a couple of years already.
Mm-hmm.
And they are all of my students Berkeley Global Jazz Institute.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we always talk as women in jazz is that we have not many places that we can go because most of the places are taken by male bands.
Really, yeah.
And usually those male bands are decided, or they decide if they want a woman or two women in the band. And they're usually singers or, they're just very little spaces for women.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that are non-singers.
It's funny because we were chatting about this yesterday because we had Judith in here yesterday. Yes. A lovely conversation with Judith.
Wonderful.
And we were talking about this and how she progressed and how she met and you're absolutely right. I mean, she was going to the bands and promoting herself as a singer. And that's how she was in. But like you say, they were basically male bands. With the female vocal.
Exactly. So we wanted to, out of this need for more spaces for women instrumentalists going to great jazz festivals, like the Panama Jazz Festival, we made this group, and every year I have all of the most talented female students of Berkeley come here. They're from all over the world. Remember that all of these super talented and gifted women that are instrumentalists are very few in the world, but we all meet in one place. We all meet in Boston. They all come to, to the best school in the world.
No, absolutely.
For music.
So,
and that's, you know, one of the privileges that mm-hmm. we have, that I have as a teacher there, is I have the privilege to meet all these amazing women that come from all over the world. So we are Global Jazz Women now.
I mean, it's amazing, isn't it? I mean, yourself and, of course, Danilo, you know, husband and wife, they're both up in Berkeley, both teaching. I mean, that must be a one-off.
It is wonderful. I mean, yeah. I cannot say anything else, because it's a wonderful thing to
like
have.
Like you said, it's world famous. Berkeley's world famous.
It is. You have actually people from all over the world that mm-hmm. get there somewhere, you know, some way or another. And it's amazing to see how people develop, how the young people mm-hmm. develop into mm-hmm. amazing professionals. And you never know. I mean, you never know. Sometimes people that are super talented, they, you know, go into, I don't know, production. They stop
right.
playing
mm-hmm.
and they start mm-hmm. doing production or other things. And when, for example, other people that are incredible producers, maybe they start playing their instruments again and they become amazing instrumentally. So it's such an, you know, there's such an amplitude of development of this. Mm-hmm. It's like a miracle. I love it, because this is where we practice everything that we talk about.
Mm-hmm.
We practice
mm-hmm.
it in
mm-hmm.
the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just wonderful to see. And when it's a long-term commitment, as the one that we have at Berkeley, for example, I've been there, well, Danilo's been there since the 80s. I've been there since the 90s.
Wow.
So
yeah.
we've been there.
Is that where you met?
We didn't meet at Berkeley, but we met in Boston,
mm-hmm.
Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
So we met at a jazz club. And at the time, I remember Danilo didn't want to teach. He wasn't really...
Really?
Yeah. He was just touring all over the place with everybody. And I only wanted to study. Like, we were... And now, I think it's the same. I mean, we both love studying, so
mm-hmm.
we study
mm-hmm.
a lot throughout the years. But this is where we keep... I say this is where we keep, and I keep young. I keep
right.
young in the schools, because the younger generations, when they come... You know, they keep you informed.
Right.
They keep
absolutely.
Informed.
Absolutely.
Up to date.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was saying. I mean, I'm knocking on a bit now. Some of these expressions and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
When I first heard the word on TV, I was watching a news bulletin. I think it was coming out of India. And they started talking about a thing called metaverse. I said, what?
The metaverse. Oh, yes. All of the now other universes. The metaverse, the... Who knows what else verse?
I mean, day to day is bad enough to deal with.
Yeah, exactly.
How did you guys do over the pandemic? I mean, yourself and Danilo.
You know, we were lucky and blessed to be at Berkeley,
mm-hmm.
first of all. So we kept our jobs. One of the things that Berkeley is famous for is for all the technology
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
they have
mm-hmm.
developed, the music technology. Berkeley has one of the biggest... production and engineering departments
mm-hmm.
in
mm-hmm.
the world. So they have, you know, more than 20 studios
mm-hmm.
at Berkeley.
Mm-hmm.
They have an incredibly big and solid technology department. So technology, immediately when the pandemic happened, we were literally bombarded
mm-hmm.
with technology training, with technology equipment that Berkeley provided for us. So we had to transition. We transitioned in about a week or two.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because everything changed to virtual.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But we made it. And that was the reason I think we also made it here. In
mm-hmm.
the foundation got...
the foundation's an amazing,
the foundation,
amazing
the festival.
Thing. Mm-hmm.
The festival, remember, in 2021, in the middle of the pandemic,
mm-hmm.
we had 175,000 people online.
But that's it. In a way, it's done you a good thing. I mean, I know that you... Because we talked before about this with this one being the 20th, but it's also not just going to be live here. It's going to be worldwide.
Exactly. We are... You know, the virtual world, the streaming world,
mm-hmm.
all of those, you know, hybrid worlds, they came in 2020, 2021, and they are here to stay.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So we are actually streaming concerts, we're streaming on social media some of the master classes, we're streaming some of the symposiums. The music therapy symposium, for example, is now free and completely hybrid. We will have a room at City of Knowledge, but you will be able to
join it anyway.
To join in and joining the people from City of Knowledge that are going to be there, and also the people that are now all of our presenters, well, not all, but many of our presenters are joining via live Zoom from all over the place, from Europe, from South America, from the United States. So it's really, it's hybrid again. I don't think that's going to change.
No, no. I mean, I think that was something that we all went through. I mean, now, you know, I thought before pandemic, I thought Zoom was something you had on your camera. Now it's an everyday thing, and there's other branches of it now making it easier as well to do these kind of things. Now, tell me, your band, which is going to be performing, who have you got performing with you? Who have you brought down from Barclay?
Yes, I'm bringing this Austrian bass player who came last year, and I think she's been here for a couple of times already, and she is blind. She's a bass player, and she's a gifted bass player. She now teaches at Berkeley.
Many,
if not most of our students become teachers at Berkeley. If not at Berkeley, at, you know, some of the best universities in the world, because they're very well trained. So she's coming with me. I have a pianist from Chile, our first master student from Chile. And we have also a drummer who has been here before. Her name is Jazz Kaiser.
Oh, I know Jazz. Yeah. She was here before. Oh, yeah.
Yes, she lives here in Panama for a couple of years.
That's right.
Actually.
No, she's wonderful. She's here?
She's coming, yes. Oh. Well, she's coming to play with us.
We must get her to come in and chat with us.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, no. Yeah. She's a wonderful...
she is just wonderful.
Because she was... well, you know, I mean, she was invited. If you see Lenny Kravitz's video, it's called Low... get it on YouTube, and Yaz was invited to, well, he got her over to Paris, I think it was, to perform with him.
Oh, she's a famous, you know, drummer, traveling and touring with a famous singer now, Afrobeat singer. I'm not sure about her name. I don't know her well, but I know she's very famous. She has, you know, millions of followers, and she's touring all over the world, but she is coming. Because, you know, we have a long-term relationship with her. She was our student a long time
ago. That's right. And she was teaching here for a while.
Oh, yeah. She taught here at the foundation. She did an amazing job, amazing work. As a matter of fact, we are featuring one of the bands that she founded years ago, Las Hijas del Jazz, the Daughters of Jazz.
Yeah.
And Las Hijas del Jazz is now a big band. But she started this project, you know, years ago, 5, 6, 7 years ago, when she was here. And it's an all-female band called Las Hijas del Jazz that, you know, kind of remained, after she left, it remained here. And, you know, it's becoming a group of female students that, you know, a safe space for women to play, to comment, to talk, to express themselves via music. And, you know, and now it's a big band. So we have a whole orchestra playing on Friday at Ateneo Theater.
Oh, wonderful.
And she's going to sit in with us.
That's great. Oh, I'm so glad she's going to be back in town.
Yes.
Wonderful, yeah. Excellent, excellent. Now, the Jazz Festival, let's remind everybody. By the way, we got two winners. We had some tickets to give away, two pairs of tickets. We've got two winners now. So congratulations for those, our winners. That's for Idania Dalman on Tuesday next week. And she's incredible as well, isn't she?
Absolutely.
So versatile. I mean, I went to a concert also, and she was doing all soul and the funk and Aretha Franklin, and she's jazz. She's, you know, she opened for Kenny G when he was here. She's an amazing lady.
Yeah.
We're so talented here in Panama. I mean, look at you guys.
Well, you know, Idania represents, she's actually in my book. I wrote a book about this. And she's there representing, you know, that multidimensional singer, you know, Afro-Panamanian singer who lives in between all these worlds of gospel and jazz and calypso And she can do all of it well.
Because you must also remember, because Barbara Wilson was
exactly,
here.
Exactly, Barbara Wilson. Yeah, it's a tradition here in Panama.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So
this mm-hmm. is a singing tradition of Panama.
Mm-hmm.
To be such versatile is kind of the signature of Panama, mm-hmm. of these great Panamanian singers.
I remember I used to go and watch her performing up there in Casco, up by the Bovidas.
Yes.
And the band she had with us, one I believe he may have passed on, but they had a very, very, very tall trumpet player. And I can't remember his name. I used to call him the Snake, because he was so tall and slim, and he could sort of move like this. And they were fantastic.
Yes,
we've got an amazing history, haven't
they
we?
Wonderful.
So, we spoke to Judith yesterday. Now, she's opening on the 16th. She's,
yes.
Yeah. That's going to be.
I think she's opening the festival. Yeah,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And of course, she's come here to live as well.
Yes,
you know?
We are lucky to have her here.
So yeah, Panama. It's amazing for such a little country, because our roots in jazz are really go back a long, long way, don't they?
Absolutely, they go back a long way. You know, and this is because Panama has been a place where. You know, there has been a relationship with the United States,
mm-hmm,
with the greater
mm-hmm.
Caribbean,
mm-hmm.
and also with the world in general, especially, you know, Panama has been kind of the connecting dot between
mm-hmm.
Latin America, the Caribbean, and the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine that since the 1850s, ships have been coming every 10 days.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
from New York and mm-hmm. from New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have such, and even before that, you know, from Europe, in the first, you know, in the first decades of the 1800s,
mm-hmm.
too, from Germany, from France, from England,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, when that happens, it's pretty much impossible not to have cultural exchange.
No, absolutely.
I mean, you
absolutely.
Have people,
mm-hmm.
it's just human to have mm-hmm. cultural exchange.
Mm-hmm.
So all of the things that happen culturally in New Orleans, in New York, since the 1850s, They were also happening here, because there was too much exchange. When you have, you know, these ships coming every
mm-hmm.
every 10 days
mm-hmm.
or at sometimes every week, sometimes
mm-hmm.
a couple of times a week, you have, I don't know, for example, the same bands. The bands developed, the marching bands
mm-hmm.
developed, you know, pretty similar in both places at the same time. You had, remember, we had a lot of people from... all the places from Jamaica,
mm-hmm.
for example,
that's
from
right.
all of the
mm-hmm.
Caribbean that were very influenced by the British and also by the United States.
Sure.
So,
sure.
It's pretty impossible. It's impossible not to have a very similar musical connection.
Mm. Well, look, what we're going to do is, because one of the things I didn't want to do having you here is just go through the list of things that are happening. We're going to post that on our website today. So that everybody can see the timetables of everything that's going on. Of course, it's not just about playing music, it's about learning and teaching as well. But as always, I really want to thank you and Danilo for the amazing work you do. It's incredible. And I mean, Danilo, I mean, I'm not just saying it, he's an absolute hero of mine. I mean, when you watch him working, and I had the pleasure of being invited to the after party, remember, the attendant, to watch how he can just get these people to play spontaneously and to come up with something so creative. But he's gone, isn't he? When he starts, he's gone. He said, but the expression on his face, his love of what he's doing, it's so evident. And of course, he's just such a wonderful person anyway.
Yeah.
And he recently got an award again recently, didn't he, this year?
Well, he receives a lot of awards. He's a gifted person, so he receives a lot of awards. Right now, we are planning on going to the Grammys.
I thought you were going to buy a bigger house so you could put them all in.
We have a lot in our house, actually. But you know, he's been nominated in two categories for the Grammys. So
wonderful.
You know, I
hope that's excellent.
He gets one.
Please give him our very best wishes.
Yes.
No doubt we'll see him over the next week or so. And also to Yaz, when she's in town, tell her she's got to come and see us.
Okay,
right.
I'm going to tell her.
Patricia, thank you so very much, as always, for spending, you know, taking the time. I know how busy you must be for coming in and talking to us.
Yes, you're very welcome. And I want to encourage everybody to go to PanamaJazzFestival.com because we have more than 50% of the tickets sold for our festival. So we are expecting everything to be sold out by the week of the festival. So please buy your ticket as soon as possible.
All right. Patricia, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
And, well, it's time for us to wrap up for this morning. Again, a very big thank you to Patricia and to Dr. Computer, Alex Newman, who was with us earlier on this morning. A big thank you to him and also to Ingrid for our Everyday Story and Country Folk, and to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio, my producer, to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in Windsor, in the UK. Oh, week after next, he'll be here, get him working. And also, as always, to the boys and girls of Group of Grand, who get us up and running. And you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. I'll be back with you same time tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock through till 10. Tomorrow is Friday, believe it or not. It's come round quickly. So please remember, whatever it is you're doing between now and then, do it carefully, because what do I want to be doing 7 o'clock tomorrow? Talking to you. Not talking about you. All right, so for me, Jerry D, till then, ta-da! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.